keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. So God wants us to really know him. Not just know about him. You know, some people just know about the Lord. But God wants us to really know him. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now my eye seeth thee. Amen. Now my eye seeth thee. I abhor myself. Amen. I mean, he despised himself. See, when you come into that great, the white light of God, then we can see what we really are, can't we? My. And it's something that we won't like. Hallelujah. Because God is holy and pure and righteous and just. And the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Amen. I thank God for his faithfulness. I thank God for loving us with an everlasting love. When they nailed him to that cross, the nails didn't hold him. Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. He laid it down. He took it up. Isn't that right? The third day he rose. He came out of the tomb. The angels rolled the stone away, not for him to come out. No way. They rolled the stone away. He was already out of that. They rolled the stone away so the people could see that he had gone. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. All the time. Amen. And we sung that song this morning. God is so good. Amen. He is so good. And we're so unworthy. But it's because of God's love, because of God's mercy, because of God's grace, amen, that he saved us. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Hallelujah. Now, before I preach, I do have a message tonight, and I want to continue the message tonight from last Sunday. I'm going to continue that. We're going to cover maybe a few verses tonight. But let me say, look up to heaven and realize that I will be there someday. Look within your heart and know that Jesus is there giving us this day. He's giving us joy and peace and comfort. God made a threefold promise to Abraham. The first of the threefold promise is the land. He promised them the land, didn't he? Land of Canaan. I'm going to show you a land, and I'm going to give it to you. The second of the promise was a nation. A nation. God said, I will make of thee a great nation. Did God do that? Yes, God did. God is a man of his word. Whatever God say, he'll do it. We can depend upon God. Hallelujah. What does that say up there? Who has a God like our God? Nobody do that. It's only one true and living God. One. Hallelujah. One God. And Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. Amen. And the third part of that promise is that God would make him a blessing. And if we're Christian, we're blessed with faithful Abraham. If we're Christian, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham, our father. Amen. Because Abraham believed God. He believed God. He believed in hope against hope. He trusted God. And God did for Abraham what he told him he would do. Now, Abraham, you know, made some mistakes and went around the wrong way. You know, if we're not careful, we'll go the wrong way, won't we? Even sometimes God speaks to us, and we're not willing to wait on God. Same way it is with us today. I mean, when we pray for something, we want it now. But God doesn't always give it right now. But God wants us to wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Amen. And God will take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. All right. Let's look in Ephesians. Last week we talked about the whole armor of God. And I want to continue. continue that. We'll cover maybe a couple of verses tonight. We'll see. The whole armor of God. Amen. Now, let me just sort of recap somewhat. First, I want to read Ephesians 6:10. Let's read that verse. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Amen. And I said last week how, you know, before we can appreciate a new outfit, we've got to go into the dressing room and take off everything that doesn't go with it. And we read Romans 13:12. Let's read that verse, and then we'll go. Romans 13:12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Need to read the next verse too. See in the
day.
Right, next. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. For thy word is pure, thy word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. So help us to look to thee, to stand on the word, to obey your voice. Move tonight, Lord. Just have your way, Lord God. Lord, speak through these lips of clay. Just let your divine will be done, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God and for the victory, Lord. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul, let me get on the right glasses here and I can see. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul spoke about intimacy with Christ. We got to be close to the Lord, haven't we? In order to please, we got to be close to him. In Ephesians chapter 6, we are certainly move to the battlefield of the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Ephesians 6:11 says that you may be able to stand. Amen. May be able to stand. We're fighting in a warfare. How many of y'all know that? Amen. We're fighting in a warfare. And ultimately Satan's power over Christians is already broken. And the great war is won through Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. Yeah. Amen? Thank God. So we just have to be faithful to the Lord and live for him daily. Live for him daily. God's calling for a holy life, a pure life, a people that love him, a people that will obey him. Amen? Hallelujah. Forever. Hallelujah. Satan's power has been conquered forever. Amen. Sin and death over sin and death. God gave us power over sin and death. Romans 5:18. You write these scriptures down. Read Romans 5:18. I'm going to give you some more scripture. Read them later. Romans 5:18. 1 Corinthians 15:56-57. Hebrews 2:14. Oh, am I going too fast? Hallelujah. Romans 5:18. What does it say? Yes. Hallelujah. That's Romans 5:18. Amen. By one man, read it again. Read it again.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men in condemnation, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men in justification of life.
Amen. So, what it's saying here, one man, that one man, Adam. Adam. The Bible saying, Adam, we all died. In Christ we shall be made alive. Isn't that right? So Adam, the first man, Adam, was of the earth, earthy. The second man, Adam, what? Was the Lord from heaven. That was Jesus Christ. Jesus came. Jesus came to die. Jesus came, he came to die. That's what he came for, isn't that right? But he came to reveal God also. Jesus revealed God or manifested God or he displayed God. Isn't that right? By living holy, by living pure, by doing the will of his Father. Jesus didn't do anything of himself. He said, but I do what I see my Father. Amen. But my Father tell, that's what I do. And he was perfect. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be perfectly committed to doing his will. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank God. So Adam, in Adam we all died. In Christ we shall be made alive. So we that have received Christ, after we heard the word of God, repented of our sins and turned to God by faith, God saved our souls. And we're living in a dark world. Isn't that right? We're living in a world where people hate God. The Bible says they're haters of God. Isn't that right? And Jesus said they hated me without a cause. Jesus said if they hated you, if they hated me, they're gonna hate you. Amen. If you, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall do what?
Suffer
persecution. Amen. So don't think you're gonna be chummy with the world. Isn't that right? He that is a friend of the world is what? Enemy against God. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy to God. You cannot see the world. Love its own. And when it's talking about the world, it's talking about the world system. Isn't that right? Out there where dog eat dog, out there where they step on anything on anybody to get to the top of the ladder. How isn't that right? But not with Christians. That's not so with Christians. Hallelujah. Sometimes we glory to God. Sometimes we're pushed back. Isn't that right? When we should be up here. We're pushed back. Why? Because the stand we've taken, the stand for truth, the stand for righteousness, the stand for the Lord. We've got to take a stand for God in order to please him. And we live in this world we're living in, thank God, it's got to be. Say what? It's got to be all for God. Isn't that right? All for the Lord. God is calling his people. And hallelujah, this morning, the message that's been coming forth through Pastor Venable, God is calling us to higher heights and deeper depth. God is calling us to go forward in him. God don't want us to hold back. He wants us to go forward. Remember what happened to Egypt, the people in the children of Israel? They held back, my God, and they got in trouble with God. But God wants us to go forward in him. God wants us to walk worthy of him. Amen? He wants us to keep our mind stayed upon him. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusted in thee. And we're living in this world we're living in, we still have the peace of God. Isn't that right? But in order to have the peace of God, we've got to know God. Isn't that right? We got to know the God of peace in order to have the peace of God. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. So what does that verse say? Go back to Ephesians 6:11. Ephesians 6:11. What does it say? No. Ephesians 6:11. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Put on the whole armor.
It's God's armor. Amen. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God. They may be able to stand against the wild. The armor is God's. The stand is yours. It's our stand. We got to put on the whole armor and take a stand for God. You don't need an armor if you're just running away, do you? No. It's for somebody that's going to stand and fight. It's strictly for those who are willing to stand for what's truly important. Like the salvation of your family, the survival of your marriage, the restoration of your health, your finances, your ministry, or anything else God promised you. Amen? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So today, sit up, stand up, and hold your ground. Amen? Hold your ground. Mercy upon us, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for this assembly, for this church, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you for a pastor, Lord God, and his wife that stand for truth, Lord. Oh, Lama, you say you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So many have compromised, Lord, tonight. But, Lord, you've got some people that's standing for truth. Amen. Thank God for hallelujah. You break my heart, Lord. Paul uses the common armor worn by a Roman soldier as the likeness for the believer's spiritual defense and affairs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
God is good. We got the victory tonight, haven't we? We got the victory tonight, haven't we? In the name of Jesus Christ, we've got the victory tonight. Paul uses the common armor worn by a Roman soldier as the likeness for the believer's spiritual defense and affirms it necessary if one is to hold his position while under attack. Amen? Hallelujah. And we're going to be attacked. Don't think you're not going to be attacked if you're on the battlefield for the Lord. If you're fighting for the Lord, if you're in the battle. All right. Read that verse again. The wiles of the devil. The wiles of the devil. This is the Greek word for schemes, meaning cleverness, crafty methods, cunning and deception. Satan's schemes are carried out through the evil world system over which he rules and are carried out by his demon host. Amen? Yeah. Satan have demons. How many of y'all know that? Hallelujah. He have demons. Thank God. But hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the reason why God tells us to walk in the Spirit. And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Amen. So when you're walking in the Spirit, you can't do the things that you would in the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Wiles include every sin, immoral practice, false theology, false religion, and worldly enticement. Amen? So, it's all there. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. And God is true. And God have a people tonight that love him with all their heart. Amen? Isn't that right? The word of God say? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And love thy neighbor, the second is namely like him. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. That's going some, isn't it? It has to be godly love. But it has to be God. God is faithful. Thank God for his love tonight. Amen. Let's read verse 12, Ephesians 6:12. Let's go to these two verses we try to cover tonight. We worked on the 11. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For we wrestle. It's a term used of hand-to-hand combat. Amen. Wrestling features trickery and deception, like Satan and his host when they attack. Coping with deceptive temptation requires truth and righteousness. Amen? Amen. We've got to know the truth. Isn't that right? We've got to stand on truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To stand on truth, we've got to know it. Isn't that right? Jesus, when he was tempted by the devil, he gave him the word of God, didn't he?
Yes.
He gave him the word. That's what we've got to do. But in order to get in the word, we got to know the word. Isn't that right? We got to have the word of God inside of us.
Amen.
The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed. What? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Accurately handling the word of truth.
Amen.
Amen. Study the word of God. Search it out. Thank God. Like the people in the Berea, in the Berean church, that they search the scriptures daily. Isn't that right?
Amen.
To see if what they're preaching was the truth.
Amen.
Because see, if you're not careful, people get sidetracked. Isn't that right? You got to know the truth for yourself. And how do you know the truth for yourself? By studying the word of God.
Amen.
By praying and fasting and searching the scriptures. Thank God. And God will give us the victory. He'll give us the victory. So we got to have truth. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In an early verse, it talked about the belt of truth. The belt of truth. We got to have truth. And we got to have God's righteousness. Not our righteousness, but the righteousness of God. All right? In verse 12, it's pointed out. Listen now. In verse 12, it's pointed out four different stratas and rankings of the demon and the evil supernatural empire in which they operate. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, flesh and blood, see, the devil used flesh and blood, doesn't he? He does. He used flesh and blood. That's how he get to God's people. Remember? And even the devil used God's people at times, being careful. Isn't that right? Remember Peter? Peter was following Jesus, but on one occasion Jesus said, I'm going up to Jerusalem and I'm going to be crucified. They're going to kill me. And Peter said, be it far from thee, Lord. This is not going to happen to you. But did Jesus say to him, get thee behind me, Satan. Now Jesus wasn't calling Peter Satan, but he was speaking to the devil. Isn't that right? That used Peter there. Hallelujah. So we've got to have spiritual eyes, discernment. Hallelujah. We've got to be able to see. See, when you have discernment, you'll know the truth from the false. Isn't that right? And we've got to know the truth. We've got to know what's true. We've got to know what's false. And we do this by searching the scripture, living right, and walking in the spirit, letting the spirit of God lead us. For as many as are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Yeah.
Boy, I feel like dancing. Somebody want to dance? They say, my God. My God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 Thank God. Glory. Glory. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful, saints. God is true. Amen. And he loves us with an everlasting love. We're living in the end time. He's coming soon. But he's coming after people that's ready to meet him. He's coming after people that's looking for him. Isn't that right? That's who he's coming for. Amen. And you know the word of God say, you, brethren, you're not in darkness. See, the Bible speaks about how the Lord is come as a thief in the night. And then Paul turned right around and said, but ye, brethren, you're not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. See, we're not in darkness. We're walking in the light. He said, you're children of the light, children of the day. Hallelujah, God. Isn't that something? We're children of the day, children of the light. We're God's people. And we ought to rejoice. We ought to rejoice. We have something to rejoice about. Don't we have something to rejoice about? We really do. We have something to rejoice about. What do we have to rejoice about? We know. We know, thank God, that heaven is our home. Isn't that right? Heaven is our home. Thank God. But while we are here in the nasty here and now, we got to live for the Lord. Let our light shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen? Amen? Thank God. And thank God. Let me quote this scripture. Another one came to my mind. It'll come back to me. Michael 6 and 8. What does it say? 6 and 8, yeah. Michael 6 and 8. What does Michael 6 and 8 say? What does it say?
He has shown thee, O man, what is good.
He has shown thee, O man, what is good.
And what does the law require of you?
Yeah, what does the law require something of us tonight?
But to do justly.
Do what's just. Do what's right. Uh-huh.
And to love mercy.
And to love mercy. Amen. Do justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. That's what God is calling for us today. All right. And the path of the just, Proverbs 3:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Our light should get brighter and brighter, shouldn't it? It really should, as we walk with the Lord. Amen. We're living in a dark world, but we've got a faithful God. We've got a God, thank God, that he's light. He dwells in the light. Amen. He is light. He's love, he's joy, he's peace. He's merciful. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. His mercies are renewed every day and every morning. Isn't that right? His mercy. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful and true. Amen. So in order to walk in this, in order to stand for the Lord in these last days, we've got to have on the whole armor of God. We got to have on the whole armor of God. I got a little bit more than finished. Satan's forces of darkness are highly structured for the most destructive purposes. Read Colossians 2:15. We have it on the whole armor of God. We can stand. It's the armor of God. Be strong in the Lord, not in self. Flesh can't do it, brother. Colossians 2:15. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus did this, didn't he?
Yeah.
Made us fall of principalities. Talking about principalities and power, right?
Yeah.
Jesus triumphed over them. And hallelujah. 1 Peter 3:22. Thank you, Lord. No, 322.
Who is going to heaven and is on the right hand of God? Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Walking in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, rebellion.
All right. Let's see. 322 again. That was the next verse. Yeah, I want 322. Yeah, just read 322 again. That's what I want
to
know. All right. Why don't you go up to 20 and 21? 20, 21, and 22. 20, 21, and 22. Eight souls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people were rebellious, and only eight souls were saved by water. Read.
The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us.
Read on.
Not the putting away of the filthy of the flesh,
but the answer of a good conscience. Yeah.
Of a good conscience. Oh,
God. I read.
By the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Who is gone into heaven.
Now, Jesus has gone into heaven now. He spoiled all of this. Hallelujah. He rose above all of this. Read.
Amen.
And gone into heaven.
And right
he's gone into heaven. He's on the right hand of God. What else?
Angels.
And authorities.
And powers.
They're subject unto him. Amen. They're all subject to the Lord. Amen. So let's walk with the Lord, saints. Let's please him. Let's keep on the whole armor of God and walk worthy of God. God wants us to walk worthy of him. Amen. Because God is faithful. God is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have you got a song? Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is true. He's holy and he's righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. God wants us to be bold witnesses for him.
Amen.
Amen. Walking, talking, living in the spirit. Can't do this in the flesh. It's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Amen. The words he spoke. Amen. Spirit and life. Thank you, Jesus.